This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ronald Ross, RONALDROSS, date of birth 06-24-1966, date of appointment 1-12-2026, requesting physician Cheryl Primdas, MD, CHERRYL. PREMDASS MD. Dear Dr. Primdas, I have the pleasure of seeing Ronald Ross today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, his he's 59-year-old, right-handed African-American man, who on 8/27/2025 had subdural hematoma. Subdural hematoma on the right side. On the right frontal through occipital region. He has a history of alcohol abuse. And seizure also. On August 27, 2025, he stumbled and fell down. He went to the emergency room and found to have a brain bleed, transferred to the Albany Medical Center, where the blood was taken out. He was in the hospital for 2 days. He went to follow up in Albany Medical Center again. He had a CT scan of the head done on 10/9/2025, which shows persistent mixed attenuation of the right subdural hematoma, slightly decrease in size. It also shows old associated effacement of the right frontal and parietal lobes and mild effacement of the right lateral ventricle, slight right to left midline shift. Patient is not going to follow up in Albany Medical Center due to insurance problem. Presently, he is still drinking alcohol, he is still smoking cigarette. Patient is saying everything is okay. Only he has dizziness, no headache. He had a history of seizure also. Patient does not remember any detail. Okay, so I will see you. Since then, he is taking Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. Past medical history. Subdural hematoma, hypertriglyceridemia, alcohol abuse, hyperlipidemia, history of alcohol intoxication, elevated transaminase level, hypertension, coronary artery disease, tobacco dependence, elevated PSA, GERD. Sleep apnea, benign prostatic hypertrophy, COPD, past surgical sclerosis, endoscopy, history of facial surgery, evacuation of subdural hematoma, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, albuterol, amlodipine, atorvastatin, cetirizine, CPAP, fluticasone, Keppra 500 mg 2 times daily, lipase, protease, amylase, magnesium oxide, nebulizer, pantoprazole, potassium chloride, tadalafil, social history, smoke 1 to 1.5 pack of cigarette per day, drink alcohol every other day, Bacardi, is single, lives with a girlfriend, have 4 children, family esteem, mother alive, father deceased, does not know any health issue, 1/2 sister and 3/2 brothers. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having depression, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed. Presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 59-year-old right-handed African-American man. Whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, subdural hemorrhage. Number 3, history of alcohol abuse. Number 4, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the CAT scan of the head and EEG. I would like to continue the Keppra 500 mg 2 times daily. Patient is neurologically clear to go for prostatic biopsy. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.